The light was fading. The bonfire flickered across the faces standing around Wells. I know this all seems strange and intimidating, and yes, unfair, but we're here for a reason, he told the crowd. If we survive, everyone survives. Nearly 100 heads turned to him, and for a moment, he thought perhaps his words had chipped away at the layers of calcified defiance and ignorance. But then a new voice crashed into the silence.
Careful there, Jaha.
Wells twisted around and saw a tall kid in a blood-stained guard uniform. The boy who'd forced his way onto the dropship, who'd held Wells's father hostage.
Earth is still in recovery mode. We don't know how much bullshit it can handle.
Another wave of snickers and snorts rippled around the fire, and Wells felt a rush of sudden, sharp anger. Because of this kid, his father, the person responsible for protecting the entire human race, had been shot. And he had the nerve to stand there and accuse Wells of bullshit?
Excuse me?
Wells said, lifting his chin to give the boy his best officer's stare.
Cut the crap, okay? Just say what you really mean. If we do exactly what you say, then you won't report us to your father.
Wells narrowed his eyes.
Thanks to you, my father's probably in the hospital,
being given the best possible care and on his way to a swift recovery, Wells added silently. He hoped it was true.
If he's even alive,
Graham interjected and laughed. For a second, Wells thought he saw the other boy wince. Wells took a step forward, but then another voice yelled out from the crowd, stopping him.
So you're not a spy?
A spy?
Wells almost laughed at the accusation.
Yeah, the imposter guard agreed. Spying on us like these bracelets, right?
Wells looked at the kid in the ill-fitting guard uniform more closely. Had he been told about the purpose of the bracelets, or had he figured it out on his own?
If the council wanted to spy on you, he said, ignoring the comment about the transponders, don't you think they'd choose someone a bit less obvious?
The boy in the bloody uniform smirked.
We can discuss the pros and cons of your father's administration some other time, but for now, just tell us. If you're not a spy, what the hell are you doing here? There's no way anyone will believe you were actually confined.
I'm sorry, Wells said in a tone that conveyed anything but regret.
You appeared in a stolen guard's uniform and held my father hostage in order to break onto this ship. I think you're the one who owes us an explanation.
The boy's eyes narrowed.
I did what I had to do to protect my sister.
Your sister?
Wells repeated. People broke the population laws more often on Walden than on Phoenix. But Wells had never heard of anyone having a sibling, not since the Cataclysm.
That's right.
The boy crossed his arms and met Wells' eyes with a challenging stare.
Now I'm going to ask you one more time. What are you really doing here?
Wells took a step forward. He didn't owe anyone an explanation, let alone this criminal, who was probably lying about having a sister and who knew what else. But then a flash of movement caught his eye. Clark was heading toward the fire from the other side of the clearing, where she'd been tending to the injured passengers.